Folks, watch what's about to happen in New York. For years and years and years, when we should have arrested Sanctuary City Democrat leaders for violating federal immigration law, which if they didn't like, Democrats can change it, they didn't. For obstructing federal immigration law, which is an actual crime. We went, well, we don't want to look like the radical party. We don't want to investigate these people, really. Because you know what we're about to watch? And I can't wait. We're about to watch Republicans get arrested in the state of, New York. Why? For following federal law. Wait, you can get arrested for following federal law in New York now? Yep. Here's how.
The fight's on in the Empire State. As of the 25th of August, it'll be illegal to force local law enforcement to cooperate with ICE. Can you believe that? Now, to ensure that that happens, New York's AG Letitia James and Governor Kathy Hochul have established a new statewide bureau called the Office of Immigrant Trust. James says it'll help ensure that schools, local governments, and public agencies remain in places of safety and support rather than of the federal administration's campaign of fear and intimidation. And for emphasis, the office is set to investigate agencies in these 11 counties in New York threatening legal action if they continue to cooperate with ICE. But GOP leaders in some of those counties say, laws be damned, they're going to keep working with ICE, period.
Why do you want to see people like Sheridan Gorman, who was killed in Chicago because of the open border policies and the sanctuary policies of the city of Chicago, which are directly relatable and similar to what we have here in New York?
Now, in case you're wondering, Governor Hochul says her administration's already in court and they will stay there as long as it takes to ensure that the new law is upheld.
Okay, so get this straight. You can be, if you're a Republican, the counties they're investigating are all Republican counties. If you cooperate with ICE, you can be arrested for following the law. They demand lawlessness or else. And so they've launched this new agency specifically to monitor police, courts, and Republican officials in these counties. And they're threatening them with legal consequences if they cooperate with ICE. So this is a, they're not monitoring the illegals. They're not monitoring the documented Trende Aragua gang infestation they have in the city of New York. None of that. No. They are to run free, including criminals wanted by Interpol in other countries. The illegals are to roam free, and arrested will be the Republican officials who try to remove them from their communities. Again, you have to let them roam free. Let that sink in. I can't wait for the first arrest. In fact, Governor Kathy Hochul's Republican opponent, who's a mayor, is volunteering to go first. He said, recorded a video yesterday saying they can pass all the laws they want. He's not stopping. He's going to continue partnering with ICE. So maybe he'll be the first arrested. But I want Republicans, especially those who have, you know, a couple of complaints about the Trump administration, maybe thinking about not voting. Look, I have issue with Trump all the time on talk show hosts. So I let you know, mostly I think he's getting it right 95% of the time. But no, you folks, I would crawl over broken glass to vote for that man and for the Republican Party, because the alternative is so much worse. And this is good. We need a snoot full of this. We need a snoot full of decades of tolerance by us and shame on us for law breaking by Democrat officials who, again, obstructed federal law enforcement. That is a crime. And we just look the other way. Don't want to be embarrassed. It's a country club. Everybody knows we need that illegal immigrant labor in the factory. Look the other way while they violated the law. The second we won't go along with their lawlessness, are they going to look the other way? No, they're going to put us in cuffs. I can't wait. I hope there's a dozen arrests. 2, 3, 4. I want to see Republicans in handcuffs. I want the public to see what it looks like when they have even a tiny bit of power. Because, you know, it's been a few years since they have power. And we need to remember what that is like. Trace Gallagher, Fox News, interviewed a Florida Congressional Democrat Socialist of America candidate and lunatic, played him a picture, played him a video of the violent invasion, and it is violent. They are, you know, burning, setting cars on fire, breaking into homes. They're in Ceuta, Spain. They're coming from Morocco, being dropped off at the border in massive dump trucks and garbage trucks by the Moroccan, Islamic Moroccan government. You should see these trucks. As these guys are coming in, they're cheering and they're pointing at people on the street and they're mocking them and laughing. This is an invasion. They see themselves much as the Muslim invaders who invaded Spain all those years ago before the Crusades. There is a menacing quality. They're not just excited to be there because now they get free, welfare and they love Europe. This has an absolutely predatory feel to it. Anyway, Trace Gallagher, Fox News, plays video of this for the Florida Democrat Socialist America candidate.
I wanted to play some of this video from Ceuta, Spain, just to give you an idea and maybe get your take on what's happening there, as they call it chaotic when they open the borders and they let the flow of migrants in. If we can play some of this video, what do you think of that? Are you afraid that might happen here, or do you welcome this?
I don't think there's anything to fear with people seeking a better life in the United States of America. My wife is the proud daughter of Nicaraguan immigrants.
No, we love this. See this invasion? Yeah, that's totally. Yeah, that right there. That's what we're going to do. Trace Gallagher, you should see his mouth just hanging open. He's like, whoa.
I think that painting a broad brushstroke with a few exceptions is
not fair. Oh, okay, wait. I got to set this up better. I'm sorry. So Trace Gallagher says, hey, listen, 13,000 people murdered by illegal immigrants over the last a little more than a decade, rapes, drunk driving accidents, dead, people murdered, killed, raped, harmed by illegals. And what do you say to that? I mean, don't you want to prevent that? Don't you care about Americans?
I think that painting a broad brushstroke with a few exceptions is not fair to the immigrants that have come to the United States.
A few exceptions?
Relative to the number of people that have immigrated to the United States, yes.
What is the number?
Immigrants commit fewer crimes than American citizens.
What is the number that you would allow? What is the number that is fine with you? Is there a benchmark? Is it fine? How many children can be raped and it's fine if you're in relation to the immigration community?
If we're going to talk about children being raped, okay, then we need to hold this pedophile president, Donald Trump, accountable, and all those that have been implicated the Epstein files.
Sure. That drives me nuts with them. Well, he was mentioned in the files. Yeah, he was a friend of Epstein. Give me the victim's name. Oh, you can't do it. Hey, give me a date where Trump, the pedophile, abused you. Just a date. Pick one. Day, month, and year. Oh, you can't do that. Okay, cool. Give me a location. Can't do that either. Guess what you're saying is not true. So they want to talk about Trump, but they don't want to talk about the illegal immigrant murderers. By the way, he said, it's not a lot of murderers. I mean, it's like just a few, but not a lot. So I just want to be really clear what just a few looks like. Just a few, mind you.
The Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement confirms that more than 13,000 illegal immigrants convicted of murder have been caught at the border and then released into the United States. The letter here tells the tale. Hello, I'm John Roberts in Washington.
Yeah, they were either convicted here, deported, came back, or convicted of murder in their own home country. Do you hear that? 13,000. According to Democrat Socialist America, just a small drop in the bucket. I wonder what 13,000 bodies it looked like stacked up in a football stadium. Don't know.